Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, a ministry of Paradise Global Mission. Join us today in our series, Hope in a Time of Crisis, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guest, we encourage you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. And now, experience the good life today.
From Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-hosts, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever blown it so bad you thought there was no way you could recover? You have a hard time looking at the people you love and those who have loved you. You've let people down. You've let yourself down. You're embarrassed. Actually, you want to hide. So you go off. First, you go off in your mind, in the dwelling place of isolation, all alone. But that makes you feel even worse. So you start to feel bad about yourself. You start thinking about what you did and the many times that you did it, and you begin to have a compounding, unhealthy thought process, thoughts about yourself. It eventually affects the way you feel about others. After all, it's hard to be helpful to others when you feel horrible about yourself. British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli once said, "The greatest good you can do for another is not just to share your riches, but to reveal to him his own." At times like these, have you ever wished there was someone who could bring you hope? Someone to let you know that things can be repaired? That life can be better? Did you know that God has those people around? They are around you. They're around you. You too. And most of the time, they come from some difficult backgrounds themselves. And somehow it creates in them. It's an amazing grace from God. It creates in them a capacity for compassion. They don't judge. They seem to understand. Our guest today is one of those very special people. Now, my co-host and I, we want you to know that we have been given this privilege of being with you today because we strongly believe that God loves you, that God knows you, all about you, and in the midst of knowing that, loves you still. And he wants to draw you close to him. And we believe that as you're here listening at this very moment, the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart, ministering to you and bringing you closer and closer to faith in Jesus Christ. And if you already know the Lord, to strengthen you in your faith. And that's why I would say invite your friends to come on and listen. AM 760 KGU right now. The broadcast is also available online at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org, or you can just go on to kguradio.com and you can listen to it streaming live today, right now. Fishnet Ministries International was founded over 10 years ago by Gary Holcomb and Bonnie Holcomb. Since the passing of Gary Holcomb, Bonnie has continued the work as she strives to go where God leads her. And the Lord has led her. She is widely sought after as a speaker, Bonnie recently became the 2010 recipient of the coveted, honored Jefferson Award. The Jefferson Award, it's a prestigious national recognition system honoring community and public service leaders in America. It's presented on the national and local level. It's like the Nobel Prize for public service. And it began in 1972, and if you ever saw the names of the people who won that, I mean, it's like the who's who in American history. Today, Fishnet Ministries, with Chaplain Bonnie Holcomb, in addition to her teaching and speaking ministries, she runs a nonprofit program known as TLR, or Total Life Recovery Program, for incarcerated women. And this program mentors and helps the women while in prison, and then provides them with resources when they are released. That's something that is very much needed, and something that is very appropriate that our dear guest today has rightly been honored and recognized for. Bonnie Holcomb, welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Bonnie, tell us, we want to know the background, where you come from, where did you grow up? I've heard that a lot happened in your life before you were even 10 years old. Yeah. Tell us about it.
I grew up in Virginia on the coast, and I'm the oldest of six children. I'm the cutest of six children, too, and the smartest. Anyway, before the age of 10, and the Lord brought this to my remembrance when I had to answer a question at Fuller Theological Seminary. Mm-hmm. I was there for intense coursework to give a reason and to show God's sovereignty in my life to bring me to the point that I was today. And the Lord said, Bonnie, think about the things that happened to you before you were 10. And I hadn't even thought of that, but before I was 10, I had been kidnapped. I had been healed of Bright's disease, which was an incurable kidney ailment at that time. I had been put in an orphanage, and I had survived a plane crash. And that was just before the age of 10. Hmm. And then at 10, I found Jesus as my Savior and was filled with the Spirit. And I read a book not long after that called Through Gates of Splendor. And many of you are familiar with the movie that came from that, The End of the Spear. And when I read that book, I knew that my life was going to be different. I just didn't know what that different was going to be, but I knew that I would never live in one place and grow up in the same and raise a family. I just knew that there was in one place, like my parents had done. And so the Lord began to speak to me even then.
And that book, Through Gates of Splendor, it has to do with Jim Elliot.
Yes, sir.
And the missionaries, the young missionaries that actually came out of Wheaton College.
Right.
That were killed.
Yes.
By the Alka Indians.
And that just gripped my heart. I don't know, it didn't frighten me. I just knew that wherever God led me, I was willing to go.
And this is at the age of 10, is when you
And then I grew up, and as a teenager, I mean, the Lord had a little roundabout, you know, what he wanted and what I wanted. Can you believe that? And so when I was about 18, I looked in the mirror, and I had chosen someone, and I had chosen a career and a life, and there was nothing wrong with it. I just knew it wasn't God's will, and I didn't know what God's will was. I just didn't know. I just knew that I had to make a choice, and so I made a choice that wherever God wanted in my life, that I would follow that road, and I've never regretted that journey. Even today, I never ask God for anything. I ask him to give me what he wants me to have in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of material things, too. That's how I am. God knows me better than anybody, so why should I have to ask for what I need or for what he wants to give me, because he's an extravagant God and he gives us the best mm-hmm. if we let him make the choice.
Bonnie, you tell us about Gary.
We met at college. And
where was this?
This was in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
We met at college, and he was already a young minister. And I knew that God wanted me to do something in my life, but at college, the Lord called me into the ministry to be a missionary and to a specific area, which was the South Pacific. And, well, Gary and I had been dating, and so I just knew that I couldn't go with him anymore because he wasn't called the same as me. Just because he was a Christian didn't mean that we were meant to be together, though we kind of felt that way. So I went and told him that we couldn't date anymore, and he laughed at me, which made me really mad, and I huffed off to the other end of the college dorm. But anyway, he told me that God had called him to the same area. I just didn't know that. So we got married out of college, and we evangelized all over the country for 5 years and outside of the country. We lived by faith. We traveled and were asked to speak. He would preach. I would sing and play the guitar, and I would do children's revivals, which was unheard of in those days. There was no such thing as children's church or children's ministries per se. And then we pastored a year. I got pregnant, and I lost that baby. And we pastored, and our organization sent us to Thailand. And I thought, you know, God, Thailand has absolutely nothing to do with the South Pacific, in case you were interested to know that. I mean, so obviously you have a plan that I'm not aware of, so off we go. And we were missionaries in Thailand for 8 years. Both of my children were born there. Gary, we were sent to Idaho to be overseers. He was overseer there, and then we caused so much trouble there, they sent us to the South Pacific.
Well, let me just say, something happened in Thailand, too, though. I mean, three special things, I mean, among the many things that happened, right? Three very, very special things happened. Two of them, one was one child was born. Another
right.
one was another
My
child
daughter.
Was, mm-hmm. was born. Now, was it something having to do with royalty, a crown,
yes.
princess, or something like that? Can you?
My gynecologist was the royal gynecologist, the cousin to the queen, and I was able to meet him in the poor clinic, which I didn't know was a poor clinic, but anyway, he agreed to deliver my baby, and we became friends. And that was the Spirit of the Lord that constrained him to feel that way about Gary and I. He was a Buddhist, precious man. And Christianity had been in that country for 150 years. And Christians, even today, can have a concept of, I will help you if you will do what I say or read my literature. But Jesus helped people and touched people without all that extracurricular obligation. So because of our relationship, and our organization wanted to donate some money or to help the refugees. It was during the time of a huge influx. And I went to Dr. Wong and I said, is it possible for us to get into a refugee camp? All the heads of our organization are coming. He said, oh, yes, I'll send you right down to the Queens refugee camp and trot. I said, well, do I need a letter? He said, oh, no, you don't need anything, dear. You just drive up to the gate. And he just made a call. And so anyway, when the people came, we went, and they wanted to release $25,000. And I asked Dr. Wong, was it possible that we could take a where would he suggest we put the money, because we don't want it filtered administratively anyway, and we don't want anybody to misappropriate the funds, but we want to give it directly to the Thai people. And he said, is that all you want to do? He said, because so many organizations are trying to help, but they will help us in the refugee camps if we let them preach and send out their literature. I said, oh, no, Dr. Wong. Jesus helped people with all that, and we have no hidden agenda. We want you to give the money to help the Thai people. That's what Jesus would have us do.
You know, sometimes the simplest, most basic things we do, you know, you may have heard, you know, preach the gospel, if necessary, use words.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that message right there speaks of how, actually it speaks a lot about your life, Bonnie, and the way that you have been used by the Lord to, you know, you can preach, sure you can speak, sure you can teach, but by your actions, you are reaching people who some people don't even want to associate with. But not only that, it's not just like I'm going to try to look good to help you. It's giving people hope in a way that it's overshadowing you, but you want God's light and God's life to be realized in them and through them. Mm-hmm. And that's why as you're listening to our program today, and as we prepare to take our break, but as you listen to the program today, I want you to be thinking, wow, you know, what is God wanting? I wonder what God would have me do so that his light, can shine on the life of someone else. And maybe right now you feel that you're in a dim, darkened place. Well, we can pray for you. God has you in this listening today so that he can give you hope. 296-5467. You can call us. I know Bonnie would love to minister to you and pray for you. 296-5467. But stay with us. In a little while, we'll open up our phones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Disney World was the dream of Walt Disney, who died in 1966. In 1971, just before its grand opening in Florida, Mrs. Lily Disney stood at the entrance of Disney World. An executive nearby stated, "It's too bad Walt isn't here to see this." To that, Mrs. Disney said, "Ah, he did see it. That's why it's here." Someone once asked Helen Keller, "What's worse than being blind?" She answered, "Having sight with no vision. You may be able to see with your eyes, but is there vision in your heart? Your vision will keep you on course, especially during tough times." Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher once said, "You may have to fight a battle more than once to win it." I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our very special guest today, Bonnie Holcomb. You know, a program like this would not be possible if it weren't for some very generous sponsors who stand with us to make this program available to you, like Dr. Kerry Ishihara, the dentist there out in Waiawa, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Bert's Unical on School Street, and Michael Beasley and Kayani. To hear more programs like this one and others, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You know, we're going to open up our phone lines also. And just as you're hearing the show, as you feel a prompting in your heart, you feel moved or you feel a need for prayer, a need to share something that's weighing heavy on your heart, go ahead and call us, 296-5467. I'm looking at Bonnie. I know she'd be more than happy to pray with you, to stand with you, and we'll all join in prayer. Absolutely. As well.
Yes. Bonnie, you were telling us about your time in Thailand and even fabulous stories of 8 years there.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about your time and some experiences you've had there.
Well, we ended up having an audience with the Crown Princess of Thailand, which was an amazing experience. And then when my son was 3 years old, he contracted a rare form of Salmonella Group C, Salmonellosis Group C, and which gave him Johnson syndrome, where all your organs swell. And we watched him die about for 3 weeks. There was nothing the doctors could do for him. And I remember all the doctors coming into the hospital room. There's about eight of them. Some were Thais, some were Buddhist. All of them were Thais, and some were Christians. And I said, I know that Jeremy's going to die. And they said, there's nothing left to do but pray. Mm-hmm. I said, I know that you've done all that you could do. And so I remember one day Jeremy began to sob uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. And I went over to put my arms around him, and he was yellow and swollen. His kidneys didn't operate. The bacteria had lodged in his liver and was eating him alive.
Oh, gosh.
And so I spent all day with him. Gary spent the nights with him, and he began to sob uncontrollably, and I went over. Mm-hmm. And to move him, he would scream in agony. The mm-hmm. pain was so bad. And I put my arms around him. I said, what is it, darling? He said, I'll never see my grandmother again. Mm-hmm. And I said, in my heart, I said, yeah, the next time you're going to see her is in heaven. And I said, oh, honey, you'll see her again. He said, oh, no, Mommy, I know that I'm not going to get well. And I told the Lord, Jeremy never heard my prayer, but I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you're going to take Jeremy, I ask you to give him peace to live or die, but don't take him from me this way. Mm-hmm. So people all over the country were praying, and the doctors came in early one morning. Gary had left and said, Bonnie, Jeremy's organs have burst, and he's going to die today. He won't live out the day. So I called Gary back and to come back to the hospital. And as I was sitting there, I had my Bible, and I was going to open it to the Psalms because, you know, Psalms has comfort in it.
Yes.
And as I was turning the page, Jeremy moaned or groaned or something and moved. And so I moved to go see what was wrong with him. And when I did, and I came back, my Bible had opened up to the book of Daniel, to the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace.
Yes.
And I said, and the Spirit of the Lord just insisted that I read this portion of Scripture. And I said, you know, God, give me a break. I've known this story from a little girl. Mm-hmm. I've sung the three Hebrew children fiery furnace songs. This has absolutely nothing to do with Jeremy. Jeremy is going to die today, Lord. And I, how about the Psalms? Isn't there something there you could teach, you know?
Yes.
But so my eyes fell on the place where the three young men were brought before King Nebuchadnezzar. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, boys, you didn't bow down to my idol, so I'm going to give you one more chance, and if you don't bow down, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace. Mm-hmm. So they said, and this is where my eyes fell, O king, we're not careful how we answer you in this matter. Our God is able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace, and he can deliver us from your hand, O king, but if not, we still will not bow down to your idol. So those three words, but if not, flew up out of the page like God put on a big white screen. But if not. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, Bonnie, am I still your God, whether Jeremy lives or dies? See, we think the lesson of the story of the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is that they were spared the furnace. Mm-hmm. But the lesson of the story is the fact that if God spared them, that was great. And if they burned to death, that was still cool because God was God.
Mm-hmm.
So there I am. My son is dying. And the Lord's cry from his heart to my heart was, would he still be my God?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, Lord, have I not left my family and home? Is my mm-hmm. heart not right in serving you? Mm-hmm. Do I want the gift more than the giver? What is it, Lord?
Yes.
And so we dedicated Jeremy, when our children, when they were babies, for God to do with whatever he wants. And you can say a lot of prayers, and then when you have to live those prayers, mm-hmm. because the logical never is the spiritual. We yeah. think that, and so, Lord, we're on a mission field. You think because you serve God on a mission field that he's obligated to do whatever.
Yes.
That's not true. Life is going to happen to us.
Yes.
So that was God's cry from his heart to my heart. And I just wrestled with that. And I said, well, God, where else can I go but to you? There is mm-hmm. nothing for me but you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take him, it'll be for your glory. And I gave him up to death. It was really a modern Abraham and Isaac.
Yes.
And so when Gary came, I told him, and he said, Bonnie, I can't give him up. And I said, but Gary, we have to. He's not ours. So the Lord helped us. The only thing we didn't do is pick out his coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors had told us it would take weeks for him to get well, even if his liver could regenerate. And so what happened is God just began to sweep his hand over him. And he couldn't urinate, and his kidneys, nothing worked. He had body fluid in his lungs. I mean, he was swollen. It was just awful. And so God began to sweep his hand over him, and he fell asleep one night eating. He couldn't even eat. He ate all day. And a week later, we took Jeremy home completely healed. He became a case study in all the hospitals and the universities in Thailand. And what was so funny was one day he was sitting up right after he began to get well, and we were coloring, and we had these little tapes. Back then you had tapes, that you cassette tapes that you listened to. And we had one about the fruits of the Spirit. And the little song was about the fruits of the Spirit, was talking about love. And Jeremy looked up at me, and he said, "Mommy, you know, Jesus gave me peace in my heart so I could get better." Oh, see, I had prayed and asked the Lord to give him peace in his heart so he could deliver or die. And so we took him home a week later, totally and completely healed.
You know, right now, Master Sergeant, Leslie, Bonnie, I just sense the faith rising, faith through the testimony. Mm. You know, the scripture says, the Lord says, "Tell of all thy wondrous works."
Yes, right.
And you're telling of the wondrous works of the Lord. And as you do that, hope wells up in the hearts of people, our dear listeners. And I can't help but to think there's someone right now who is in a place where they're thinking, man, God is still performing miracles. But in the midst of that, God wants my heart.
Yes.
God wants my heart. And I'll tell you, Bonnie, as you're saying that, I believe the Lord's speaking to someone today. And, you know, through prayer, I know you'd be very much willing to pray for someone. If that's you today, maybe it's a child. Maybe it's you're facing a health problem that the doctors have already said there's no hope. I mean, this was in man's way, in the human terms, it was a hopeless situation.
Yes.
But with God, all things are possible. Maybe you feel like things have gone on so far in your family, so far in your finances, and that there's no way back. I'll tell you what, I want to open up the phone lines right now. 296-5467. Just call. You don't have to even say your name. There's no, we're not going to expose anybody. But if you need prayer, sometimes what it takes is just an act of faith to pick up that phone, to dial those numbers, and to say, "Lord, I'm calling out to you. I'm looking for others to pray with me." Just call 296-5467. And we're going to trust God. We're going to believe, Lord, with you for a breakthrough. We're going to believe for a supernatural healing that you need, that your heart is crying out for. Just go ahead and call us at 296-5467. 296-5467. And when we come back, we'll minister. We'll pray. We'll minister. But call us. Because God knows your heart. God knows your need. Pick up that phone, call us. We want to stand with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
During World War I, two promising and highly regarded captains happened to be commanding adjacent units on the front. They walked out in front of their troops toward each other, saluted, shook hands, removed their helmets, and began a conversation. The Germans began a walking artillery barrage, which came closer to the captains. Rather than backing down, suggesting they put on their helmets and rush back to their trenches, both stood there calmly, conversing while artillery rained down around them. They weren't hit. Their names were Patton and MacArthur, two leaders who built enormous reputations of displaying courage at critical moments. You can too. Your moment may be today. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our special guest, Bonnie Holcomb, along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. You know, our program is such that our sponsors have made it possible to minister to people because it's the heart of God for people. And we've got a caller. I want to just open up our phone lines, 296-5467. People are already calling. Welcome to our show.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I just wanted to get a prayer for breakthrough as far as just with financial difficulties and debt, just the increase in overflow. And for our family to be actually like examples to others,
okay,
to help them bring them closer to the Lord.
Okay. Okay, Bonnie, would you mind just go ahead and leading in a prayer?
Lord God, we honor you today for you're worthy. And we bring your precious daughter before you, Lord, knowing that you understand everything about her heart. You understand her needs, Lord. And you understand the cry of her heart for her family and for those that need to grow closer to you. And Lord, you understand about her financial situation and what she needs. I ask that that you will supply the finances, Lord, for there's a pending debt that hangs over this family. And Lord, I know that you own the cattle on a thousand hills, Lord. And so you are our Father, you are our Abba. And I pray, Lord, that you will supply that need for them. And Lord, you're wanting to supply that need so they will remember what it's like not to have. So when they have the opportunity to give, whether they have it or they don't have it, it's all your money, Lord. And when they have that opportunity and the Spirit of the Lord speaks to them that they will give to help someone, Lord, who has no hope also. And so I thank you, precious Lord, because you use every situation. You never waste our pain. You use every situation, Lord, to teach us what you can do for us. If we're not in a place, a rock and a hard place, where we can't do nothing, Lord, we have to cling to you, and then that's when you come in, and you're able to do the impossible. So, Lord, faith sees the invisible. It believes the unbelievable and receives the impossible. So we thank you for doing that for your precious daughter and her family. In Jesus' name, we will honor you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm going to quote a scripture because right now we're learning Ephesians 3:20.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, it's now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. That's a strong, strong scripture. A great reminder. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
We have another caller who's calling in. Again, 296-5467. Welcome to our broadcast.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to our show.
Hello, my name is Regina. I have a son, Neil, who has MS for the last 5 years, and it's progressive. And I was just asking for prayer for him, for a healing touch from God.
Okay, Regina, for her son, Neil, who has MS.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Lord, as you meet this precious mother, exactly where she's at, Lord, wherever she's sitting, I'm thanking you as your precious Holy Spirit just begins to settle upon her. Lord, especially in the inner man, where we become so tired, Lord, and so weak. Yes. And I thank you, Lord, for that inner strength right now. And her precious son, Neil. Lord, MS is nothing for you to heal. And I'm thanking you, precious Jesus, as you just reach down. Lord, yes. Because the things that happen to us in life, they are certainly a surprise to us, Lord, but they're never a shock to you. Yes. And you are already there. And so I ask you, Lord, as you begin to envelop her and her son with your precious Holy Spirit, I pray that they will have an experience, a physical experience, Lord, of your precious Holy Spirit that they've never experienced before,
yes,
Lord. They need that.
Yes.
And we know there's many kinds of healing. And, Lord, we trust you. Lord, this mother can trust the man that hung on the cross, Lord, to carry her through. Yes. Lord, sometimes you don't take the burden, but you give us grace, a grace ticket to go through whatever we go through, Lord, for your glory.
Thank you.
And Lord, many times we see people go through things, we don't know how they do it, and we could never do it, and it's, Lord, because we don't have the grace ticket. Mm. But Lord, you are giving her a grace ticket, Lord, and you want her to know this is for your glory.
Yes.
And I pray for Neil, Lord. I pray that you will encourage his heart, regardless of his age, Lord. You know exactly how to reach down and whisper in his ear and whisper all the things that you want him to know. And
yes.
I pray that, Lord, there will be a supernatural presence.
Yes.
I pray that there will be an encouragement, Lord, that they can say, God did this for me.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And, Lord, we want to praise you and honor you,
praise
Lord, for you are worthy. There's just no way to praise you, Lord.
Yes,
and when this precious mother, your daughter, feels tired, Lord, I pray that she will offer the sacrifice of praise.
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
you.
Whether she, faith is seeing what we know to be true and yet it's not there, because we know that what your word is true, Lord, and we can apprehend those promises for ourselves. And I thank you, Lord, as you just undergird her, Lord, and she can praise you in the midst of the storm. And that's when we show who
yes.
you are,
yes.
not when things go well, but when things are impossible.
Yes, Lord.
Because the scripture says, for with man, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am just so thankful, Lord, that you are God of the impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and as you walk this family through this valley, Lord, you're help them understand that they can see great things and big things in the valley, but up in the mountain, Lord, they only see tiny things. And sometimes we want to be up in the mountain, Lord, but we forget it's in the valley, that you are Lord of the valleys.
Yes.
And so we just praise you and honor you as your healing, your purpose, and your call will go through, and your name would be honored. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Regina, we stand with you, Regina.
Thank
we stand with you in prayer.
Thank you,
Jesus. I appreciate this program and the ministry of your guest. And
Regina, I'd like for you to stay on the line off the air. I'd like to send you. I want to send you one of my books. I think it would be a real encouragement to you. But just go ahead and stay on the line. We need to
yes.
get just a little bit of information from you. But again, thank you for the call, and we're
standing
with you. We're believing God for a breakthrough in your life and in the life of your dear son, Neil.
God bless
you,
Regina.
God bless.
Okay, God
bless.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Well, you know, Bonnie, thank you for your ministry. You know, sometimes the ministry of prayer, it's somewhat of a simple thing. It's kind of, in many ways, a natural thing. For believers, but then to go deep, to pray, to intercede on behalf of others, we really need the supernatural power of the mighty Holy Spirit to work. And we're serving people, and it's God working in and through us to do that.
Yes.
Now, Bonnie, you're doing that with women in the Women's Community Correctional Center here, on the windward side of Oahu.
Right.
And, you know, I saw you on TV. I saw you on, I think it was KITV, KITV News. I saw you online, but I saw the actual program when you won the Jefferson, received the Jefferson Award. And when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more about that from Bonnie Holcomb. But I also want to keep the lines open, as you may be listening and you're saying, oh, you know, those couple of ladies, they called in for prayer. I mean, gosh, it might be a guy, you know, and
jeez. Guys are welcome too.
I sure need some prayer too in my life. It could be an ailment. It could be the ailment of a family member. It could be someone that's, we're talking about being incarcerated, someone who's in trouble.
Yes.
And we need a breakthrough in ways that seem to be beyond our reach, mm-hmm. whether it be in the court system, mm-hmm. in the legal system. God, you know, grace and favor, mm-hmm. a second chance,
yes.
or a third chance, or a fourth chance. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in the midst of it, a breakthrough, even when we're behind bars.
Right.
But God, you know, is going to share more through, Bonnie's going to share more of what God is doing when we come back. I want you to stay with us. Remember, our lines are still open. We'd love to pray for you. 296-5467. God knows you. God loves you. I want you to stay with us. We'll be right back with Bonnie Holcomb.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
On May 26, 1626, Manhattan Island, known today as New York City, was sold by the Algonquin Indians to Peter Minuit of the Dutch West India Company. The price? $24 in beads and trinkets. Some feel the Indians got a bad deal. Yet, if the Indians invested that money for an 8% annual return, that same $24 would be worth more than $27 trillion today. They could buy Manhattan back and have money left over. The issue was not the money. What counted was the plan for the money. What plan do you have for the resources you possess? Whether you're buying or selling, how will what you do today help get you where you want to be? I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Bonnie Holcomb, my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and Leslie Silva. You know, a program like this wouldn't be possible if it weren't for our very gracious sponsors, like dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara in Wahiawa, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Bert Unical on School Street, and Michael Beasley of Kayani. And to hear more programs like these, simply go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You know, we ministered to Regina, prayed for her son, yes. Neil, and just believing God for breakthrough. And our other friend, sister, called for prayer. She left us with a very encouraging scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Mm-hmm. And I know, Carlos, you had something you wanted to ask.
Bonnie, it's been great having you here.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say congratulations. I actually looked you up, and I seen the newscast, but I wanted to learn a little bit more. You recently received the Jefferson Award for your ministry with women.
Yes, sir.
And tell us about that. But more importantly, I also want to know, because it wasn't easy. There's always challenges. What were some of the challenges you faced, too?
Challenges in starting the program?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing is that this is the only faith-based treatment program in the state of Hawaii. I wrote the program, presented it to the Attorney General's office and the department, and it was signed off on in 2003. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about being a chaplain for prison chaplains here in Hawaii, the state appoints us, but the state doesn't pay us.
Mm-hmm.
The state doesn't provide anything to meet the religious needs of our prisoners. So those needs are met by the business, religious community, and individuals who donate and give and provide their time. So I have all kind of volunteers that work to run this program, as well as all the other religious programs and things that I do in the prison.
Mm.
I'm responsible for all the religious needs of the offenders and minister to their families. If I'm asked, I've helped deliver babies with the women. And for the staff there, I also visit the sick, their sick family, and help and pray with them, whatever is needed.
Wow.
We try to fulfill those needs, and it's all done because of the gracious giving of others.
Yeah.
You have people that are willing to go, but you also have people that don't understand that the giving, they have a reward in all that they give,
right.
And all that God does. So I'm not able to do unless those kingdom givers listen to God, and the kingdom giver is not necessarily someone who has a lot of money. It's someone who understands that everything they have belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
And so when God asks them to give, they can. So I have professors and doctors and teachers and all types of counselors and people that donate their time to run the program. So the challenge was that it's never been done before. And but God has blessed it against all odds. And what the Lord has taught me in this is that I don't have to have man's approval to do what God has demanded.
Yes.
And when I started the program, I was told I should only take in people that have short term, 2 years out. But that's not what God spoke to my heart. And if it was going to be his program and he was going to allow me to run it, then I better do it his way.
Yes.
I learned early on that if I do it my way, I can go to the whale belly, and I'm not into the whale belly route. So I try to be as obedient as I can. And so I opened it to women who had long-term.
Mm.
And I developed the program to meet those needs, because if you're going to spend 5 years or 10 years or 15 years in prison, then you should have a life.
Yes.
We tend to warehouse people here, and we want to offer them something that will prepare them on the outside, and then have something on the outside to help them also support. Not so much finances, which is good, but a support group and friends and mentors to help them, because they can't go back to what they did before.
Yes.
So that was one of the biggest challenges. But I just prayed and asked God, this is what we need, and I am the voice for the women for their needs, spiritually, materially, if there's any way, for those who are indigent, those that don't have, and we supply all kind of needs. We help those who leave with rent or clothing. Our ministry is very broad-based. Whoever has a need, we try to meet that need. And so I tell God, I said, God, you've called me to do this. So I'm not the one on the line here. I've told so-and-so that I'm going to help them, and so I need you to, those cows that you own without on a, I need you to sell one of those Hummers and put him in the bank. So I've already told so and so. So, but it's a wonderful way. I never worry because it doesn't make me special that I live that way. That's my reasonable service. God requires different things from all of us, that we must be obedient and do it with joy. Mm-hmm. So we continued the program from 2003, and God continued to bring people in to supply the need. I had an interesting visit from the governor, the lieutenant governor, when they first came. We were first elected. They came to the prison, and we had tents up because during the month of December, it's a very hard time for prisoners, especially women. They're depressed. They're away from their families. And so I began to start doing programming. And Capanna comes in. Different churches and groups come in. And we keep things going on a nightly basis for as long as I can, whoever I can bring in. And then I start working for donations in September because we put together 300 gift bags every year for the women to have a gift bag. And I've been doing that nearly 10 years now.
Wow.
And the community, there's people that want to give and do, and so we're able to do that. And so I remember the governor saying, how do you do all that? You have all those resources? And I said, well, yes. You know, you can ask, but is somebody going to say no? It's not like I've never heard that word before. Mm-hmm. So the Lord is gracious, and she was very impressed with the program. Her and the lieutenant governor said it would cost the state $250,000 if they ran the program and funded it.
Wow.
And I had never put a monetary value on it because I never thought in that. If they paid me a salary and paid a stipend and provided all the materials, I thought, God, you are so cool. That is just off the chain. Wow. So anyway, he continues to provide the materials, and he moves on the hearts of the women. They have to join the program. They volunteer for the program because it is multi-faith based, and so any faith is welcome.
Right.
And so it's been amazing. Our stats have been 75% success.
Wow.
And we're hoping to have an independent study done to verify that and show what we do and how it works. And we have been writing a manual. My goal is it will be finished this summer. I'm going to copyright it because I've spoken in the state of Washington, and my program has been presented on the national stage.
Mm-hmm.
So God opened those doors. It had nothing to do with anything except you're not going to stop what God does.
That's right.
And so people have been asking how to start a Total Life Recovery program, and that name is proprietary to Fishnet. So we will finish the manual, and people will know how to do that, whether it's in prison or out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my priorities. And we want to also be able to help open a transition work for low program for the women.
You know, the fact that we have, I mean, you know, it's like a stamp of national, local level, high level leadership approval when you get the Jefferson Award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is something that God birthed in your heart, that he gave the design for, he gave the genius for, and it's an outflow of God's grace. And the part of the amazing thing is that you're working it, and it's in the context of the system, the government system, with the sanction of the government, but you're there to have the key high-level impact, and God is sourcing it from people. And I just wanted to mention this. FishnetChaplaincy.com. FishnetChaplaincy.com. You can find out more information about Fishnet Ministries Total Life Recovery Program. You could find out more about Bonnie Holcomb from there. But also her number, 783-2597. 783-2597. And the reason I mention this is because, you know, as you're hearing her, The Holy Spirit may be prompting your heart. And you may not even know why. You might not even know how to explain it. But you want to participate. You want to join in with her. Maybe you have had a child who was incarcerated. Maybe you had a cousin, an uncle, an auntie who was incarcerated. Maybe you were once incarcerated. Or you know of somebody who was. Or maybe you don't. But somehow, some way, maybe in a way you can't fully express, you feel led. And this is the Lord prompting you. And you can participate with them, stand with them. I'm sure that with the more resources, you know, I'm sure she said, Lord, sell one of those Hummers, one of those cattle. Maybe the Lord will have them sell many. And there'd be expansive resources mm-hmm. that as your ministry expands, your program expands in different parts of the United States, meeting people at their very point of need. God will get all the glory.
Yes.
FishnetChaplaincy.com. Well, you know, it's been a quite a day today with Bonnie Holcomb and with Regina and her dear son Neil mm-hmm. and our other sister who called. We're believing God for breakthroughs.
Yes.
You go ahead and you can contact us by Facebook. You can go to our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org. We love to hear from you. Stay in touch with you. Regina, let us know how your son does. And our other dear sister who called, let us know how things develop. And others of you who are listening to our show, stay in touch with us. Because it's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Bonnie Holcomb. And until tomorrow, along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and Leslie Silva, with our technical director, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.